Appendix, Reading Anxiety Measure. A figure displays a scale with 5 different smiley faces showing differing degrees of nervousness. Each smiley face is associated with a number from 1 to 5 and a corresponding description. Number 1, the smiley face has a big smile. Description, not nervous at all. Number 2, the smiley face has a slight smile. Description, a little nervous. Number 3, the smiley face has a neutral expression. Description, somewhat nervous. Number 4, the smiley face has a worried expression. Description, very nervous. Number 5, the smiley face has a very anxious expression. Description, very, very nervous. Text resumes. Say, in quotation marks, "Now I am going to ask you some questions about what kinds of things make you feel nervous, anxious, or tense. Do you know what it means to be nervous?" Sometimes people feel nervous when they are worried about something or are afraid they might not know the answer. I want you to tell me how nervous each thing makes you feel, in brackets, demonstrating with the face scale. See, this side, in brackets, point, means not nervous at all, 1. This, in brackets, point, would mean a little nervous, 2. This, in brackets, point, means somewhat nervous, 3. This, in brackets, point, would mean very nervous, 4. And this side, in brackets, point, means very, very nervous, 5, in brackets, point. You can point to any one of these faces to answer how nervous each thing makes you feel. Let's get started. End of quotation marks. Number 1. How would you feel if you were asked to read these words? In brackets, show child card. You don't have to read them, just tell me how you would feel. Raft, trumpet, cradle. Number 2. How do you feel when you are about to take a big test in your reading class? Number 3. How do you feel when you try to read a word you've never seen before? Number 4. How do you feel when you have to sit down and start reading your homework? Number 5. How would you feel if you were asked to read these words? In brackets, show child card. Bug, sheep, bath. Number 6. How would you feel if you were asked to read this sentence? In brackets, show child card. Dan's bus was coming. Number 7. How do you feel when seeing all the words in a storybook? Number 8. How do you feel when you are reading in class and don't understand something? Number 9. How would you feel if you were asked to spell the word cooked? Number 10. How do you feel when your teacher asks you to read out loud during class? Number 11. How would you feel if you were asked to read some words you've never seen before, like these? In brackets, show child card. Distrum, spelt D-I-S-T-R-U-M. Chur, spelt C-H-U-R. Vorse, spelt V-O-R-S-E. Number 12. How would you feel if you were asked to read this sentence? In brackets, show child card. When Maria woke up, she jumped out of bed. Number 13. How would you feel if your teacher asked you to say what these words mean? In brackets, show child card, shut, carpet, repair. Number 14. How do you feel when your teacher asks you to write a word on the blackboard? Number 15. How would you feel if you were asked to spell the word shoe? Number 16. How do you feel when you are in reading class and your teacher is about to teach something new?